Hello, everyone, and welcome to another very special episode of the EFG Daily Commute. Special because we're not going anywhere. In fact, the only thing moving is the hot takes about games revealed at EA Play today. So right now, I am Steven Dutzman, your host, as always, and I am joined by John Roble. You and I had the task of handling sports games, specifically FIFA and Madden.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about Madden first, and then we'll do another episode where we talk about FIFA. But spoilers for the FIFA one, we're a little underwhelmed because they didn't tell us a lot, but we're going to make it happen.
You will get a review.
You will get not a review. you're going to get hot takes.
Takes for days.
For days. Or 5 minutes, because that's the goal. Right. So speaking of which, we have 4 minutes to go through Madden. I'm actually in, whereas in previous years I thought it looked neat. This year I really want to play. What do you think?
It looks like a Madden game. I'm, as always, it's gorgeous to look at.
My God.
I mean, you might as well be watching football on a low-res TV, so you couldn't tell the difference between humans and computer graphics.
Yeah. Your wife was very confused.
Yes.
Linda was very confused.
But it's a Madden game. It seems to stand up.
Agreed. So we got to talk about some of the, because they did add some new features.
They did.
The end of the day, it is a Madden game. And I think we both mean that as a compliment.
Yeah.
The reality is Madden is always consistent and good.
I've been playing it since the first one.
Yeah, exactly. So have I. I mean, we've all, you know, we may take some time off, but we revisit it and it always feels like the same experience to me. I'm
right.
Playing as close to a simulation of the game as possible. Also, I'd like to take credit. I did beat you the last time we played Madden.
You did, absolutely. 100% stop.
Part of it was because you were on an Xbox and you were using the wrong buttons. But I'm going to give myself
I won't
asterisk.
Run from that.
You can't, yeah.
I will stand in front of it.
So the big addition, outside of, I mean, they always make graphical updates. They always make, you know, stadium upgrades and things like that. The big upgrade are X-Factor abilities.
Yes, football superpowers.
Yeah, pretty much. So to use one example, so Patrick Mahomes, who is also the cover athlete, I think this is a mistake. He's only been really starting for a year, but whatever. He has a literal, it's an X-Factor ability that is triggered by achieving certain conditions within the game, which in his case is completing 30 yards of pass distance, not run after the catch, but 30 yards of passing in the air. He reaches his X-Factor. Once he has his X Factor, he has an ability called Bazooka. Now,
that is specifically a zone ability. That is his.
You've got to be in the X zone.
Super. Well, there's two types of powers.
There are two kinds
of powers. There are smaller powers
that are always active.
That are always active on a player, on a superstar.
So when he's in the zone.
But when he's in the zone, then he has Bazooka power.
And so Bazooka adds an extra 15 yards to his maximum throw distance, which brings his throw distance to 80 yards. Now, I want to be very clear. That sounds absurd to me. I'm sure he can, because like he has a cannon for an arm and that's fine.
They actually measured him at 83 yards once.
Jesus.
So they undervalued him with Bazooka.
But, so, and there are a number of players that are going to have this. Obviously, these are going to get revealed throughout, you know, between now and the rollout. And the game comes out in August, right?
It comes out it is available on EA Access on 9/19. Its actual release is...
It's earlier than the beginning of the football season,
which is
normally...
I take it back. It's 8-2.
8-2.
I apologize. Looking at my notes are wrong. August 2nd.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's early this year. I mean, that's a month and... That's 2 months.
Yes.
2 months until Madden, which is probably why they had a little bit more gameplay to show about this than FIFA, but...
Well, it coincides with the beginning of preseason.
Oh, is that what it is?
Okay. Yes.
But it's still earlier than normal, because normally comes out the end of August. Now it's coming out a couple of weeks earlier. I'm sure it's to capitalize on people getting excited about football starting again. And I'm sure there are a myriad internal reasons. Me personally, the football superpowers thing, I actually really like that. Because I don't necessarily... I am a casual fan.
You are not looking to play a football sim.
Yeah, I'm definitely not. But also, I am not... I'm a casual Madden player in that when I see a guy with like an 85 speed or whatever, I don't know how to use that guy. Right?
Right.
But if you give me Aaron Donald and he's a defensive end and he's an end, right? Or is he a tackle? He probably lines up wherever he wants.
He plays wherever he wants.
He
also has his own power.
He has his own power that is insane.
It is called Fearmonger.
Yeah, and it means that he impacts. So, but what's cool about that power, right? Fearmonger is he impacts the quarterback basically even if he's not touching him.
Correct.
Which is, makes sense, right? And so what I like about it is I don't necessarily know at a glance who, you know, how to play as a given player. But now I know. Okay, all this guy needs to do to have some impact on the game is to, you know, rush, is to just push. And that I appreciate. It gives casual players a way to understand the game. It does make it a little bit more video gamey because it means that, like, the Pro Bowl is, like, the Avengers playing, you know? But, like, but that's awesome, right? Like, that makes it – so I am really excited to play that. I play on easy, so I'm sure that the playing on easy with all the superpowers is going to be like playing NFL Blitz. And you know what? I'm fine with that.
Agreed.
Also, it's absolutely gorgeous.
It is very pretty.
The other thing they did is they added the face of the franchise mode where you play as a quarterback for a college team. There are how many teams?
There are 8 teams, and you get dropped in the college football playoff to start.
Do you pick which team, though?
You pick which one of the colleges you want to represent.
And then you make your dude.
And then you make your quarterback, and your performance in the college football playoff will affect your draft stock, which then ultimately affects you as you go through and do your thing.
So if you just murder in the college football playoff,
you'll probably go to prison.
You're probably, huh? I don't mean literally murder. If you do really well in the NFL playoff,
your draft stock will go up. Yes.
And that means you'll probably be drafted higher
by
a worse team.
Correct.
So it's like a real NFL quarterback.
Yes, they are trying to do their best. It appears to be still the football simulation. And granted, they're the only football simulation. But at the same time, make it more interesting. They wanted to make impact players actually impact the game.
You know what? I'm not convinced that they didn't. I think they did it because it feels cool. With that said, I'm waiting to see what Tom Brady's superpower is. My guess is it's just enter the zone, win the Super Bowl with the asterisk unless Eli Manning is in the Super Bowl and then lose. Embarrassingly, or inexplicably, actually.
I prefer the laser eye vision one.
Oh, the one where it's if he's in the zone, he just laser eye visions everyone except Eli Manning because he's suddenly immune.
Correct.
It's like Havoc and Cyclops.
Yes.
Anyway, so that's actually I want that fan art where it's like Havoc and Cyclops, even though it's different because they're not brothers, whatever. Anyway, all right, so I hope you guys have a great day. We're going to be back for talking about FIFA. In our next special episode. So you guys have a great day. And don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.